This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. How convenient is that? Yeah. Anyway, 844-551-8255 if you want to reach us by phone. And we'd love to have you do that. Or Facebook or any other medium you choose. We'd love to have you reach us at teapartycommunity.com. That would be really cool because then I'd know you're down with me for the cause. So, McCain, they say, gushed over his vote to kill Obamacare. He gushed over it. He even told the press, wait till you see what happens. And why do I bring this up? I'm no fan of John McCain. I've been highly critical of him. The only thing that makes me not talk more smack about McCain these days is the fact that I do respect his daughter. I feel that any child is going to feel whatever they feel about their parent, and there's no reason for me to disrupt that. I would hate to think somebody was trying to influence my son to think badly about me. Now, and, you know, I guess we're both political to some degree, me and McCain, but McCain has just made, he's just out and out lied. You're not going to hear me talk about something and say, oh, this is the way conservatism is. And then I'm back to, well, you know, I mean, conservatism, it doesn't, I'm not going to backtrack. I feel the way that I feel. These are my views. They do not change, period. And it isn't because I'm dogmatic. It's because I already thought it through. I've looked at it in all the different nuances and different angles. So, the you know, for McCain to change his vote. I mean, I'm talking about a guy that ran on the idea that he was going to change, you know, to get rid of Obamacare. And to do what he did is unbelievable. I can't even fathom that he did that. And he did it with such glee, they say. There's a picture of him where he's leaving Chuck Schumer's, patting him on the back. And it just drives me crazy, not because, you know, of what happened, but just because of the idea that people depend on these guys to make the right decisions. And he chose to not do it. Why? Because McCain wants to feel good. He wants to feel like those guys, they like me. Chuck Schumer actually, you know, we're joking together. See, that's communicating, America. Let me tell you, if he had popped Chuck Schumer in the mouth, now that would be communicating. See, that's what I would have done. I'd have put a spin kick on that sucker's lips. Pop! Just a love tap. Just enough to swell his lips up, make him look like Angelina Jolie's for a few days. Just to make my point. But he didn't do that. McCain took pride in undercutting you and telling you, I don't care what the Tea Party. This has been one of the most critical people of the Tea Party. For all intents and purposes, McCain should have just been a Democrat. He hates the Tea Party so much. Oh, man. And we went after him, not to the degree that I would have liked. I could beat McCain running for Senate. I promise you, I could. Oh, Kevin, he's a maverick. People love him in Arizona. No, they don't. They don't love McCain in Arizona. I could beat McCain in Arizona. I could beat Lindsey Graham in South Carolina. Whatever rhino Republican you give me, I could whoop their heads, any of them, because I'm going to go out and speak truth to people. I'm just going to say, hey, here's what I would do. Here's why I would do it, blah, 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 end of story. And they'd say, Kevin, you have been coronated the king of Arizona. Thank you. And I wouldn't let them kick me around when I got to D.C. You're not going to be on any committees. No problem. Not right now, but I will be soon, because I'm going to go get with all the black market people that got the dirt. And I'm going to say, hey, where can I find Black Book? Kevin, we can get you Black Book, but you must speak to Sergey first. Get me in touch with Sergey. Well, you must go to Russia and can't be seen with the Russians. Unless, of course, it's the black Russians. I'm just saying, aren't you tired of being sold down the river? Seriously, what do we have to do to get the Republicans to say, enough, you know, we got to get on your side? I know the answer. I'm just wondering if you know. I know the answer. I know how Republicans are. I know human nature. I mean, I'm no Dr. Phil or anything, but I think I can figure things out over here. I'm just saying, I know. That was a terrible Dr. Phil. That was like Larry the Cable. Larry the Cable Guy. Man, my voice is jacked up today. I can't even do Larry the Cable Guy. I'm doing Mater. From Cars, I remember Larry the Cable Guy. He's Mater. Tub Mater. Love that show. I'm tired of being sold down the river, guys. I know you are, too. You're tired of watching the people that represent us not represent us. That's the way I feel. I feel like they're just like, who cares what you want? If they would just, honestly, if they told me that, I would say, okay, fine. Okay, guys, I get it. But they pretend that they care about us. They pretend that they want to do the right thing by us, and they don't. It amazes me. Other Republicans that supported McCain are being treated like rock stars by the left. They love Linda Murkowski, you're amazing. What was funny, leading up to this vote, they were beating the crap out of McCain. Oh, Mr. Cancer Man, yeah, you're going to go vote for Obamacare, Mr. Cancer Man, and you're the one getting all your special stuff, blah, blah, blah. It's crazy. And then he votes against, you know, the Trump care bill, and suddenly they love him now. He's amazing. And he loves it. He loves the attention. He's the belle of the ball. Yeah, he loves it. And that picture, if you see that picture, it's crazy. It truly is. It's disturbing in the sense that he's having so much fun with Schumer. I would see Chuck Schumer, and I'd be cordial. Hey, Chuck, how you doing? You know, or Senator Schumer, hi, hey, what's going on? And I'd walk right past him. McCain, man, it's like these two go out and shoot pool together. Chase women, chase black women. Where are you going? Oh, man, hey, look here, John, I'll meet you over at the juke joint. Don't tell anybody. All right. You got your trumpet? Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to play. I'm going to go up there and play with the band. I mean, I can just see these two old white cats at the juke joint, you know, chasing black women on the DL. You know, and I want to tell anybody. Duh. I ain't going to go any further than that, but I know McCain, he's supposedly, I don't know, they say he's got kind of a strange relationship with his wife. At one point, she's a trophy wife. She's less of a trophy these days. Gushing over his vote to kill Obamacare. I mean, to not kill Obamacare, I should say. How pathetic is that? Short break, folks. Kevin Jackson here. We'll be back in just a bit. You ain't got nowhere to go. Come on.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You know, tough job, I'll tell you. This getting up every day and getting no rest, even on the weekends, you're always looking for something. You're looking for that, I call it the blue dress story, and I'm not, it's called the Trump dress story, where, what's her name, Joy, Villa? She wore the Trump dress to the Grammys, and we had the most people on our site we had probably in 2 years. And it lasted a day and a half. It was beautiful. It was beautiful, I tell you, beautiful. I'd like to see that happen more often, but, you know, what can I say? But that particular thing was beautiful. Anyway, so Joy, you know, we call it the Trump dress moment, but which means breaking news. Some news, you know, I'd love to be out there just going, oh, there's something else. But it's always happening. And you never get a break. I mean, I try to give the staff time off. I try to take time off. You just can't do it. It's 24/7. And worse than that, it isn't just about getting the clicks on the website. That helps because it pays the bills. The sadder thing about it is you're always having to be on the ready to counter liberalism. At least I am. Why? Because I know I'm going to be doing radio interviews, TV interviews. I don't know when they're going to call me. Martha McCallum called me the other day. Hey, Kev, can you do the show? Yeah, Martha, what day? This particular day. Okay, great. So I agree to do the show. Then, like 3 hours before, no, that's not really true. How many hours? Maybe about 8 hours before the show. Hey, Kev, we're going to cancel the segment. Okay, fine. You know, I don't care. I'm not losing any sleep over it. But it's like, why do you call me to tell me you want me to do the show? Then you're going to have me do the show. But I have to be ready to do the show. Even when they don't. Kevin, here's the talk. I've already written about it. I'm ready to go. Because see, if I weren't ready to go, then I would have to go study. Because I'm always at the ready. They know they can call. Sean Hannity, any of them. Tucker. But it's a tough job. But let me tell you what's tougher. The tougher job is being part of an administration that is under fire. Not because it isn't doing great work, but because nobody's allowed to hear about their great work. I have a favorite restaurant I go to. Best Cajun food I've ever eaten. Ever. Okay? So I'm over there eating at the restaurant, and the husband, is a staunch conservative. His name is Travis. The wife, Pam, she's conservative. But, you know, still got, I think, a little left-leaning. But she's telling me, when they open a restaurant that, you know, it's over at a place, hookers are out back having sex in the alley. And she profiled one girl who was HIV. They'd had her on TV. She's HIV positive. And she sees this girl with a crackhead having sex in the back, right behind the restaurant. Because they had moved. And I said, are you glad you guys have moved? Heck yes, Kevin. And then she tells me where a pimp walks up to her car when they were at the old restaurant and shows her his gun and says, like, you're making my life miserable because she's running her prostitutes away from her restaurant. And my friend Pam, who's got her hand on her gun, just takes it and puts it up on the dash and says, really? And the guy spins around going, oh, okay, it's like that. And she says, yeah, by the way, I actually go to the range and practice. I don't think you do. And she's a hell of a shot. But that's what she left. So, but she's talking to me about politics, and because I know it's a roundabout way for me to tell you that this is a girl whose husband is amazingly political. They take Bitcoin in their restaurant, and I'm telling her about things that Donald Trump has done because she's like, Kevin, I don't like Trump, but I do like his policies. And she goes, yeah, and I go, what don't you like about him? She goes, well, I just feel like he's stupid. And I said, you know, it's really funny. Barack Obama, we didn't like his policy, but everybody talked about how smart he was. And Donald Trump, you like his policies, but everybody talks about how stupid he is. And I said, doesn't that tell you how crazy the world has become? To where you talk about somebody who's stupid, who's doing all the right things, but the smart guy did none of the right things. That's how crazy it is. And she's like, you're right. So I laid out a litany of things Trump has done. And you know what she told me? I didn't know. She didn't know any of the things I talked about. Husband, politically charged, but he's got to run a restaurant. He's tired. He's going down to the Gulf to get seafood and come back, cook, blah, blah, blah. They don't have time to go through this. That is the nature of the beast. We have to figure that out. But worse than that, the sacrifice that occurs by these people. And I'm going to use Scaramucci as an example. Now, I don't know much about this little Italian dude from New York, but I'll tell you this. I know quite a few Italians from New York. And they're an interesting group of folks. Very demonstrative and loud and boisterous and hey, blah, 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 this, that, and the other, and straight shooters. And now Scaramucci finds himself going through some issues because his wife, a lady named Deirdre Ball, has filed for divorce. This is some report I was reading about it. And I was thinking to myself, this guy just makes this transition. First of all, he's a hedge fund guy, made a ton of money. Now he's got to divest of all these different things. And his lifestyle is not going to change. He's still got, you know, millions and millions of dollars in the bank. But now he's spending more time with Trump, away from family. Now Deirdre Ball, his wife, hey, I'm out of here. He's filed for divorce. This is from page 6. And they wrote, she liked the nice Wall Street life in their home on Long Island, not the insane world of D.C. She is tired of his naked ambition, which is so enormous that it's left her at her wit's end. She has left him even though they have two children together. These guys have been married since 2014. In less than 3 years, they got two kids. And she's leaving. I'm done. It's too much. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I believe there was trouble in paradise earlier. Because, you know, your husband now works for the president. Whether you like the guy or not, that's a big deal. That's a life changer. So, I can't speak to what's going on. 3 year relationship, a couple of kids. Maybe she's tired of pumping out kids. Maybe she thought, you know what, we're just going to travel and have a lot of fun together. I don't see why she couldn't do it on her own. Scaramucci's not looking to get his family in the spotlight. I wouldn't be. But, you know, there you have it. I think the chick was a gold digger. I'm going to put it out there. I'm just going to put that out there. There's a journalist, his name is Yasser Ali, said a friend of Scaramucci's told him that the divorce had been in the works for some time and she was using his newfound fame as leverage. Now, Scaramucci says, look, it's family stuff. Let's just leave it be. Let's just, you know, hey, give my family some room and all this. And I agree. I'm not here to pile on about this. I'm only talking about this from the standpoint of, yet again, somebody else is sacrificing. Scaramucci is sacrificing family in order to do this gig. This is a dude who was a wealthy guy. In fact, he was working on somebody else's. Was it? Whose campaign was it? Not Ben Carson. Anyway, maybe it's Ted Cruz. He was working on somebody else's campaign. And now he's shifted gears and he finds himself in a life-changing moment. And I feel sorry for him because he's got two kids. He and his wife have to figure out how they're going to balance this, and he's going to be under extreme fire. He already is. It's been trial by fire, hasn't it? So far, I give him a B, B minus. We'll see what happens.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Funny little side note about me. Hated history. Really did. Hated history. In regular school, junior high, I didn't go to high school. It's a Marine Military Academy. And my senior year, I put it off all years. Finally, I got to take history. So I get with Dr. Holbert, and I say, you know, I tell him up front, I hate history, but, you know, got to take your class. And he made me a bet. He says, Kevin, I'm going to make you a bet. By the end of this semester, history is going to be your favorite subject. And I'm like, I'll take that bet. And I'll be a son of a gun. I take his class, and history became my favorite subject. Couldn't believe it. And I'm good at math and science. Love math and science. History is my favorite subject. He brought it to life. So as an adult, I got a love of history, a like of history. Not a love of it, but a like of it. And what do I watch mostly on TV? History stuff. World War II, you know. The National Geographic, where they're telling me something about whatever. I love going back and discovering the little things that I only got a tidbit of, and now I know it. And I'll be honest, I look at people that took history, and I'm almost jealous, like Newt Gingrich is a historian. He loves history to the point where he researches it, validates different theories, and walks the path of different folks. It's like these people that write books, and, you know, Ludlum and Patterson and people like that, and they tell you he made a left down the Rue de Saint-Roland, and then he went to blah, 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 and he ate at a cafe over here. And there are people that go through their books and make sure that it's geographically correct. And they go, that wasn't there until 1962, so I don't know why he would even bother bringing that up. This was 1958. You know, did I miss something? I'm like, wow, white people really do research stuff, you know? So it made me want to be more thorough in understanding these things. And I'll be honest, I just don't have the time. I can only do so much. But I do, I don't envy them. What's the word I'm looking for? I look up to them. I admire the Newt Gingriches of the world who talk about these different things. Now, I've also learned that they know a certain amount about history and then they repeat the same stories. But even so, you're riveted to the story. I've heard Newt Gingrich give a speech 3 times. He gives the same speech. But it's riveting each time you hear it. It really is. And I got to tell you, hearing other people give other speeches and accounts of different things and explaining it, like David Barton, and talking about, you know, the history and where black people fit and stuff like that, I'm riveted. We don't know a fraction about history. The government doesn't even really want to teach it to us. Do they even teach history or civics anymore? I'm not being funny. Do they? I don't know. My kid doesn't have a history book yet. You know, I know they've got like little tidbits of stuff. He'll say, "Oh, Dad, you know, Eli Whitney invented the cotton gin." I'm like, "Hey, I'm not sending you to school to come tell me stuff I already know. Get some new knowledge." And he runs off crying, and it's all good in the house. I'm kidding. But, you know, they're teaching him stuff. But to what degree, I don't know. What degree are we learning history? I was talking about this movie that's out. I wanted to go see it over the weekend. I didn't do it. But I wanted to go see the movie, Dunkirk. It's a Christopher Nolan war drama. And the film's under attack. And the assault doesn't come from German panzers, but instead from overly entitled, most ignorant, millennials, social justice warriors. Their complaint? The movie's lack of diversity. Now, I talked about Dunkirk, and the French were mad because of the historical part of it. It does not represent what the French did for the Allied forces. Blah, 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 blah. Shut up, Frenchies. When you guys can rewrite history and come save your butts at Normandy, then come back and talk to me. Till then, adieu. I bid you adieu. But Dunkirk, the assault of British and French. You happy now, French people? Actually, it wasn't an assault. They went and freed a bunch of other Brits and Frenchies along the French-Belgian border who were being held captive by the German army. And not to spoil the movie for the uninformed, but the event happened next to what would become the stuff of legend. Critics praised the film. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 98 fresh ranking. And if that's not enough, the liberal rag, the Slate, praised them. Here's what they wrote. The idea of a similarly grandiose reenactment of one of military history's largest scale rescue operations seemed all but doomed to be elephantine. In addition, Nolan's famously fertile imagination sounded potentially dangerous in combinations with a true historical event incredible enough to require no dramatic embellishment. He continues. In a radical move, Dunkirk entirely does away with the narrative scaffolding that holds together most war pictures, the introduction at boot camp or in battle of a crew of soldierly comrades, the scenes of the military higher-ups debating strategy over maps, the cutaways to families waiting back home, or flashbacks to the combatants' pre-war days. Instead, the film plunges us straight into the media res, or rather, the middle of several different res. Dunkirk follows stories unfolding in three separate places, not at the same time, but in three overlapping time frames. One lasting a week, one a day, and one only an hour. The UK Guardian added, "This is a powerful, superbly crafted film to tell, avoiding war porn in favor of something desolate and apocalyptic, a beachscape of shame, littered with soldiers, zombified with defeat, a grimly male world with hardly any women on screen. It is Nolan's best film so far. It also has Hans Zimmer's beautiful music, best music score, an eerie, keening, groaning accompaniment to a nightmare, switching finally to a Quasar Elgar variations for the deliverance itself." Got to read most of that, because that's just like, what did he just say?
Speak English, Doc. We ain't scientists.
I know. It's amazing. So 21st century social justice warriors then decide they need to attack this film, right? In May of 1940, with his back against the waters of the English Channel, 1 million German soldiers closing in. The last thing on British Commander Lord Gort's mind were the cultural diversity of the racial, ethnic, sexual orientation, gender identity of the soldiers on the beach. However, the millennial snowflakes, well, they took note. And they brandished their revisionism on one of history's great turning points. Canadian publication The Sherbrooke Times observed the following. On social media, Dunkirk was booed by trolls, outraged that the film tells a story too white. Dun, 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 dun. No matter that this event has been crucial in the history of humanity, regardless of the famous speech of Winston Churchill's, "We shall fight on the beaches," regardless of whether these young people were fleeing the Nazi forces, not the account. It is to denounce the fact that there were no black people, Latinos, Asians on the beaches of Dunkirk. Newsflash. While Britain did have several African colonies and numerous African soldiers within their military, most were fighting the German and Italian forces in North and East African campaigns during the war. But far be it from me to try to explain this to the social justice warriors, because they have their agenda. Hollywood will go back in history and remake history. Isn't that their job? Likewise, the United States would not enter the war until December of 1941, so there would not be any Hispanic or Asian troops on the beaches of Western Europe in May of 1940. Or blacks. As the South Africans like to say, blicks, blicks. When do facts matter, people? I'm just curious. There are people that were tweeting, Dunkirk, or let's put all the attractive white British males in one movie. That's what a guy named Yasmin Salahuddin said. Hey, Salahuddin, by the way, there weren't any Muslims on the beach either, okay? Here's one. What comes to mind when I see the trailer for Dunkirk? A boring war movie with a bunch of white dudes. Thanks, Steph, at Steph Runs Trails. Steph runs off at the mouth, if you ask me. Here's another one from Mike Eisenberg. I assume the guys bitching about a female-directed, female-driven film will be first in line for Dunkirk, a movie starring only white guys. Gah. Victory Girl admonished these fools. And she says, whom did the British and Allied forces fight against? Fascists, right? Which means the white guys on the beach with the original Antifa. Do the social media types, the social justice types, consider that? I'll get it right. Look, folks, identity politics and historical ignorance have created this blindness when people can't see that courage comes in all colors. How long can cultures last when their people lose the knowledge of history and trade it for tribalism? Institutionalized ignorance is what these people teach. These social justice warriors, though, I don't blame them for their lack of historical knowledge. Look at the education standards. But come on, guys, learn something. Grow up.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE, now available in Montana. Call 855-90-BIBLE.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Glad you're with me. You hanging in there? You still there? I give you guys statistics sometimes on radio listenership. They say the average person listens to the radio, I think it's 7 minutes, like a particular show. So you bebopping along somewhere, picking the kids up, picking up husband or whatever, and you listen, and in 7 minutes is the average. So if you can get like 15 minutes out of somebody, it's amazing. We have, I don't know how many, but we have a ton of people that listen to the show completely, the entire show. God bless you folks. Then we have people that'll turn on at work And, you know, they listen out of the whole show. Of a whole show, they may listen to half of it because they're walking around, you know, hearing something. It may be on the whole time. And then, but here's what we did learn. The average person listens to our show 37 minutes. 37 minutes. The average show is listened to 7 minutes. Did you hear me say this? Pay attention. The average show, 7 minutes. We get 37. Yeah. High five. Okay. I know you guys are way over there, but we're high-fiving. Bam! I'm proud of that. I'm proud that people like what we do. Anyway, here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Muslim attacks. Because it was yet another attack, not long, what, a couple, 3 days ago, Hamburg, Germany. It was a knife attack. The dude, they said some dude, Muslim, like I have to tell you that. No, he was a Guatemalan midget. Yeah, he was a Muslim, but he could have been a Guatemalan midget who converted to Islam. But he was waiting on somebody at like a store or something. I don't know the details. Why worry about the details? Here's what I can tell you. A Muslim attacked somebody. And so the story is this guy who was apparently a nice guy, just getting along with everybody, and suddenly he started reading the Quran and he gave up drinking. Now, you know it's a problem when a dude gives up drinking and starts reading the Quran. It's not a problem if you give up drinking and you start reading your Bible. We all like, ooh, Kevin done found religion. Look at that boy. He done gave up. He found the Holy Ghost, you know. But when you give up drinking and you start following the Quran without supervision, even with supervision, it's dangerous. And that's exactly what happened. We got this knife-wielding, dangerous dude who's now, he killed somebody, killed one person, first person that came in, boop, just stabbed him in the, I guess in the neck or something. Again, details doesn't matter. Stabbed him in the heart, stabbed him in the foot. They died of a heart attack. They died. And then he got the slashing on four other people, like, you know, like a Ginsu, and some guys tackled him and they held him down for the police to get there. Now, here's what's interesting. While he's killing people, he's yelling, Allahu Akbar. And the very first thing out of the mouths of these German police is, we're not sure of the motive. And I don't know what the deal is. Look, this isn't even an interesting story anymore, in the sense that we know people who practice Islam are bloody killers. That's just what they are. They're killers. And they kill in more mass numbers than any other religion, no question about it. And they're going to continue to do it until we stop them. And so, no surprise here. He's a killer. Kill one person, injured four. They have to tackle him. He yells, Allahu Akbar. And the German authorities, we don't know. We're trying to figure out what his motive was. His friend said he started getting strange when he gave up drinking and started reading the Quran. Again, no clues there, right? This disturbs me. So anyway, you guys know I like to give statistics. I give you guys some idea of how many deaths there have been in Muslim countries, the number of deaths this year, that year, whatever. And here they are. I got the numbers for you. All right, here, you ready? Okay. List of killings in the name of Islam maintained by a website called thereligionofpeace.com. Most of these incidents are terror attacks, they write. A handful are honor killings or Sharia executions. Now, think about this. Sharia executions are, somebody said, you shouldn't, lady, have been raped by these four men going through this alley and, you know, showing more than your eyes. And they raped you. You are now a disgrace to your family, to your husband, to whomever. So we must now kill you. That's what an honor killing is. Or you disgrace the family by wanting to actually marry who you want to marry, whatever. So we must kill you. So, boom, 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 they decide to kill him. So, of the terror attack numbers I'm about to give you, a handful of these are honor killings or Sharia executions. You've gone against Islam, so we must kill you. You have offended Islam. You must die. I mean, these people are just so ready to kill people. so mad. What could you be so mad about? What could somebody, I mean, look, I get, like this girl, did you see, you remember we talked about this girl? I forget where she, oh, Saudi Arabia. And she goes through something and she's wearing shorts and a shirt or something. They released her, but only because she's a big name. You know, it was like, oh, we've got to release her. And it's a big deal in Saudi Arabia right now because they're trying to get people to come over. They want tourism to be the next big deal. Good luck with that. Let me just tell you, these Muslim countries, if you're an American woman, I'll put it to you this way. Most of the American women that I know, that I'm close to, are like, I have no interest in going where I've got to behave a particular way to satisfy the kingdom. They have no interest. So good luck with that. And to be blunt, I don't either. You know, I haven't been to the Middle East, but I've been to Northern Africa, and it was fun to, you know, be in Africa and see the Middle Eastern influence in Egypt and, you know, Tunisia and Algeria and that, those areas. But it's no fun to, I mean, I couldn't imagine a woman enjoying that and having to be wrapped up. I mean, I can see some fascination with saying, I'm going to go ahead and get into the garb of the stuff. And, I mean, let's face it, I think belly dancers are, woohoo, they're awesome. Sexy girls. But yeah, so if a woman wanted to dance in that stuff and, you know, had a little belly dance thing, I would not fight her over this, okay? But as a rule, I don't even really want to go. I have friends, Kevin, you got to come to Dubai. I'm like, for what? Why would I come? Oh, it's really beautiful. There are so many beautiful places in the world, man. Much more beautiful than Dubai. And I get it. They got everything paid with this. It's for the super wealthy. I'm not super wealthy. I'm going to be over there watching, you know, looking at the gold. You can actually have machines where you can trade your money in for gold. And so, you know, it probably is pretty cool to see. But what could I do with it? What you got in there for $20? You know, it's a waste of my time. You know, let me give you some more of these jihad numbers here. So during this, this is up until a couple days ago, the number of Islamic attacks, terror attacks, is 1,237 so far in 50 countries, in which 8,901 people have been killed, 9,287 have been injured. And I've given you guys statistics over this over decades. Decades, we don't lose this many people in it. We don't lose this many people in multiple decades. We just don't. It's escalating to a point where if you ignore it, it becomes dangerous. This is why I'm telling you, Donald Trump is a godsend. He's fighting the crusades all by himself. ISIS is running scared. Did we do the story about ISIS? These people running like little girls, dressing up as women. I think we did the story, right? They're running from pretending to be women to get off the battlefield. Oh, man. I wonder what the National Organization of Women thinks that these boys now are acting like girls. They're probably all proud. They want to be like women, man, running off the battlefield. Now they're like one of us. It's a sisterhood. Yeah, and they look like them, too. If you see, go look at the pictures of them. They still got goatees and stuff. God. Like I said, I think I joked and told you guys. I don't know that I think these guys might be enjoying that makeup a little bit too much. Here's a jihadi report. July 15th through the 21st. And this website, unfortunately, doesn't update very quickly. But what they had of July 15th through the 21st, that's a seven-day period. There were 36 Muslim terror attacks. 155 people killed, 260 people injured, 10 of these attacks were suicide blasts, and they occurred in 15 countries. That's in 1 week. 36 attacks. That's what the entire decade of the 90s, there were fewer attacks, few more people killed, maybe injured, and probably about the same number of countries impacted. It's escalating, folks. We'll be back.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.